So it's that time of the evening. It's Wednesday, which means it's time for our executive feature lounge. This evening, we are in a conversation with Avashni Ramdial, CFO at Stanlib. A very good evening to you, Avashni, and thank you very much for joining us.
Good evening, Dudu. It's great to be here.
So let's start with this, a question that is heavy on our minds. Tell us about your background and how it is that you got to where you are now.
So Dudu, I grew up in Durban and, you know, I just loved accounting. And there was a bit of a conundrum, you know, because I come from a family of doctors. So my dad is a doctor. And at that time, you know, to go into the accounting field, when I didn't actually know what a chartered accountant did. All I knew was that I really enjoyed accounting. So I was very grateful when my parents supported me into going into the unknown. And that's how I got into the CA field. And I have to say, like, throughout my varsity career, you know, the really, you know, what actually being a CA meant didn't really, you couldn't really see it. But when I started with Deloitte, with my articles, you know, that was when I really enjoyed, you know, kind of what the kind of accounting world actually offered, which is really, you know, the complete variety of different things that you can do. You can almost do, you know, so many different experiences with the qualification. It also, you know, kind of gives you the exposure to many people. So you meet a number of people, which, you know, during my time at Deloitte, all the different clients, you know, you've got to see different industries, you've got to meet different people. And that's what I found, you know, and I really enjoy in terms of being a CA.
What did you find when you went into the profession? Some people say it's a largely male-dominated industry. Do you feel that is an accurate, you know, description of the industry? What has been your experience?
So it's interesting because, you know, when you start studying and you look at the varsity university numbers, there are a number of females that start towards the CA qualification. But as you go higher in terms of the career, you find, you know, the number of the qualified chartered accountants, the females that actually qualify and that remain in industry is, you know, very few, which is quite sad because it is a male-dominated industry. It is a very demanding industry. And from that perspective and managing and balancing the work life versus the family life, I think that's where, you know, a lot of females actually then choose to opt out of the profession.
That is so unfortunate. And what would you say to younger
Very
women?
Sad.
What would you say to younger women who are looking to get into, you know, the finance industry and find themselves doing what it is that you are doing?
So I think, you know, the world that we live in today is very different to the world, say, 20 years back when I started. I mean, the amount of flexibility that we have, I mean, we've just seen this year in terms of the COVID environment and working from home and how possible it is to still do your job and at the same time balance your family. And I think that's the advantage, which I hope, you know, the females, the future female CAs and CFOs out there will actually just embrace, because, I mean, it is difficult. So you've got to be resilient. You've got to be able to know what's important to you and to balance the right things. To be able to get the best of both worlds, because I do believe you can get the best of both worlds. You do have to work harder at times, but I think it's worthwhile in the end.
What would you say your biggest lesson has been?
So my biggest lesson is really the resilience of, you know, going into an environment where, and I mean, I've had many experiences when you go in and you're there and people, you know, kind of look at you. I mean, when I moved from Durban to Johannesburg with Deloitte, and, you know, the kind of impression, I mean, not even the female component, but even saying that the experience that you have in Durban is inferior to the experience that you have in Johannesburg, you know, and working with that doubt and believing yourself and proving that you are just as good as everyone else out there. You know, I mean, it's tough because you're surrounded by doubt, but it's that, you know, kind of belief in yourself that you've got to see through. So I think that's been my biggest lesson throughout my career, is just believing in myself when everyone around you is doubting you.
What do you love about what you do?
I think, I love the changes, you know, that happen. So no one day my job is actually the same. You know, there's so much happening in the economy. There's so much happening in the company. There's so much happening with the people. You know, so if I look at my team and everything that they're going through and supporting my team, you know, through the challenges and the changes, you know, it's the variety that I experience with my job is what I really love about it.
Thank you so much for your time this evening and for being an inspiration to many other women out there who are looking to go into the profession of accountancy. Avashni Ramdial, CFO at Stanlib, joining us for our executive lounge feature.